Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. We're back, bitches.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
I'm your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode 501. That means we've been at this crap for 5 years now.
All of them good.
Yeah.
It's hot in my ears.
It's hot in your ears.
It hurts my ears.
It hurts your ears?
Does it hurt your ears?
No, yeah, that hurt my ears.
I was asking the listener.
Oh.
Does it hurt your ears?
Does it hurt
my
your ears?
My ears feel amazing.
They feel good.
Oh, that's why. That shouldn't affect it either.
Sexy voice.
With me, as always, is the one, the only, the man Levi's were invented for, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Calvin Klein.
You're welcome.
You are quite the boxer short. You know, when I think of someone who wears underwear, I think of your button fly. This website I pulled up.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're reading it, but it sounds horrible. It's I have to be honest.
I wanted some pant puns, and that's not coming together. This is our fifth season of the Second Funniest Podcast.
Yeah.
What have we learned?
We've learned that people lower the bar for the internet, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think that a couple of guys who are good buds, having fun, screwing around, is entertaining to people.
Or at least to us. So we're the second funniest podcast, but what is our popularity rating in the world of the internet? How do we rate? Like, if I go to...
Podcast Alley is the only one that gives you, like, a number.
Okay, and what number are we?
I don't know, but if you go to podcastalley.com...
Oh, I can do it?
Yeah, or
anybody
I can
do
it.
I'll do it. Shut up. I have a computer. Podcast Alley. How do I spell Alley?
A-L-L-E-Y.
That's incorrect.
Hmm?
That's not how I spell
Alley. You got me. You got me so good. I was like, whoa. My brain is now broken.
All right. And then what do I do?
Then you're going to do a search.
Search for. There is.
And then second funniest podcast.
Funniest podcast. Okay. You two can do this if you know how to spell
And then
Alley.
I think it gives, at least it used to back in the day, is it gives you like a...
200 titles. For that title, we're not listed here. We're not on.
We're on Podcast Alley.
I typed in Second Funniest Podcast.
Try JK Show just to see what happens.
Oh, that would
hurt. Because that'll be really funny if it pulls up the Second Funniest Podcast, because there's a chance that it might.
Really?
Because we never change the feed when we change the title.
Oh, well, that's probably it. Nope, still nothing. Nothing
shows up. Well, you put in JK. Did you also put SFP earlier?
No, you said JK Show. I just thought I'd make it easier. BJ Show, The Mo Show, Hot Sex Show, the Apple Mac Show. Really? Vertigo. Let me see. JK.
That's a little disturbing.
No, we're not there. Second funniest. So, bottom line, we don't rank.
All right.
On anything.
All right.
That's worth ranking.
I could tell you if we are in the top 100 podcast for games and hobbies.
Okay.
I can tell you that momentarily.
Is that
you?
I think that's me.
Okay.
I have a Dell.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
Sounds like it's just working out great for our listeners. Not since my cobweb reminders have they been so alerted in all things worth alerting about.
I understand. We
don't want episodes. We want the podcast.
Correct.
Because NPR, how is NPR winning, has the top 10? Oh, that's annoying. What if we were listening on here and we didn't even know it? That'd be awesome. No,
I think our numbers would suggest. That's what I'm asking. Like, well, how many downloads? Are we 5 seasons? This is the beginning of the 5th season. By now... We're probably looking towards the end. Like, if we're a TV show, this is our final season. We're going to go into syndication.
Yeah, this is our chance.
It's a miracle that we made it this far, and we're only doing it so the studio can bankroll us into syndication.
Community. Community. Speaking of which, because we were looking for something to fill in for our theme song, we didn't let everybody know.
Sam Spencer died.
No, that didn't work. I didn't want that to happen either.
Is Sam Spencer dead?
Whoa. We're still rocking and rolling. Let's get that out of there. Well, in 5 years, we haven't learned how to properly produce the show.
Found Mug Radio.
We're a little rusty.
That's right, you did.
We had a little time
it's
off.
It's time for...
Oh, get out of here,
you
Sam.
You know, Sam, never again.
Sam,
I told you Sam,
son of a...
if you ever did that again...
So help. We are not enlisted in the top 100.
Top 100 what?
Of games and hobby podcasts on iTunes. But our friends of the Old Republic Radio on the Mog Radio Network are. They are there.
Why aren't we?
Because we're not popular enough.
Why aren't we more popular?
I don't know.
Why am I Bobcat?
Well, hold on. So CarCast is also on there. So I guess it's any kind of hobby. As far as video game related, Giant Bombcast, that's number one.
Giant Bombcast.
Yeah.
That's
and
a great name.
Podcast Beyond, that's from the IGN staff. The also Instance good. World of Warcraft, Bethesda Podcast. Would be funny if we plugged all these and then lost all our listeners.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
Wait, there's other shows? Like Game Scoop from IGN, IGN Games Podcast. You know what frustrates me is about these top-rated ones, too, is that some of them don't even have episodes that have been published in 2012. Like, that really makes me angry. CAGcast is a cheap-ass gamer podcast. So
we're not... We could be doing better.
Well, yeah, I guess we could. I don't know if that's my fault or... What? But yeah.
I mean, when we dial it back, Obama was president.
Yep.
When we first started.
No.
Yeah, he was just. Or no, I guess it was Bush, and he was going to be inaugurated.
Yeah.
Like a few weeks later.
Because Jacob was already born when we started.
No.
Jacob was born when he was inaugurated.
Yeah, your wife was very pregnant when we first started.
But
she laid in the other room
so
in the first episode
he was
and
Bush.
Listened to us.
Yeah, that's right.
There was no baby.
That was right.
It was back in the day.
Like when it was quiet, now that I have two children. Shut up there!
Babies. Your gamer time has died.
My gamer time has died. Although, I've had a research. I finished my first game since having my second child, if my math isn't wrong.
Skyrim, you beat.
While having two children?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I kind of gave up on that, too. I don't think I finished the main story.
You can't beat that game. I actually picked it up for the first time in a long time the other day, and I was like, yeah, this game's hard.
Why? Why did I do this?
I want to go play Guild Wars 2.
Why? Why did I do this?
So much easier. What was the game you beat? Uncharted?
I finished Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, and I loved it. And I was like, I'm going to go for 100%. And I made it to, I think, 91, 93, somewhere around there.
How'd you?
There was a moment where I'm like, I think what would make it to where I could get the rest is that I had to get a full sync on every mission.
Yeah.
And I got a full sync on almost all the missions, but not all of the missions.
So
that's what happened. That's why I couldn't do that. So.
And what did you think of the game?
I loved it. I think it was great. I recommended it to my friend Heath Heitch, and he just started playing. He's like, oh my gosh, I love it. The naval missions, I mean, I feel like I've talked it to death on this show, but the naval missions are incredible.
How did the end rank compared to Portal 2?
Oh, what does it compare? Like, the ending just kind of happens.
Oh, okay.
You're
done playing.
okay. There's going to be more? Okay.
No more.
Got it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Got it.
My wife was talking about how she wanted me to play that game. She's like, I want to watch you play that Colonial Assassin's Creed. And she knew the name of the game.
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
A lot of TV. No, she doesn't watch a lot of TV because there's no commercials.
I don't know where she knew it. And I was doing something. And so I let the moment pass. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about getting the game. It's on the Vita, too. But for you to watch it, I kind of entertained it. And then I went back to what I was doing. And then I kind of paused and went, wait a minute. You knew the name of the game. You knew it was called. And it wasn't a hesitation.
And then you slowly started unbuttoning your shirt.
I'll show you the Assassin's
Creed. Get over here, you hunk of woman.
She just said fully, I want to see you play that Assassin's Creed, the one with the colonial setting. I was like, that's a pretty good. That's as good a description as you can get. that's probably what I would have called it. So,
from a non-lady gamer lady.
Even then, I mean, is it Assassin's Creed 3? Okay, so there you go. And I even had the name wrong in our show.
Here's the thing, too, is that you said, well, it's also on the Vita. It is a different game on
is
the
it
Vita.
A different? That's
it's
why I realized she wouldn't be able to watch it, and it's not colonial. And
you play
a chick.
As a chick, and you're in New Orleans.
And she wouldn't like that.
Similar time frame, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, New Orleans has been around for a while, so it depends.
Actually, I think it's much, much later, because I think they're talking about the freeing of slaves and liberation.
Absolutely. Yeah. If it's New Orleans, once the states are established, then it's
200,
300 years later. Yeah,
that's a good solid point. Two, 300 years later.
I just went to Virginia. I was in the very first settlement on American soil by Anglo-Saxons. You're going to argue with me? This is fresh
Kevin,
knowledge in my head.
Kevin, we just celebrated 200 years of our nation.
And how long have a white man been on this continent?
Huh?
When was Jamestown settlement?
I don't know.
There it is.
No, but I'm saying if this is happening during the Revolutionary War is when Assassin's Creed 3 is taking place.
Right.
For it to be 200, 300 years later after that for liberation to take place, that would have to be now. It would have to be happening in the 70s after.
What you need to understand is
yeah.
I didn't know Assassin's Creed happened during the Revolutionary War.
Ah, okay.
I thought it happened during the establishment of Jamestown.
Right. Okay.
Which is when
colonial times.
In what year? Oh, come on. Sam Spencer knows this.
Sam Spencer knows this?
Yeah, it was the year that England hates to this day.
Well, let's see. If it's 200 or 300 years later, well, 1492 is when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We all know that. And then I think it was 1512.
Oh, you're so close. That was impressive.
When the pilgrims on this here land did... Dwell? I don't have to put a. I did need to make it a.
I'm just gonna put you down.
Uh-huh.
1507.
Down easy. I was pretty close. I'm pretty impressed.
You did good.
I'm pretty impressed. You know. And what have we learned from that? You don't need to know anything. You just need to be a pretty good bullshitter.
Yeah, that's true.
And everybody will be like, I'll give him a pass.
Sure. Did I say 1507? It's 400 years. So whatever 400 minus 2007 is.
So that would be. 1607.
Jeez, then what do we do for the first 100 years? What was going on? No settlements?
No, it was
just trade embargoes?
Yeah, well, no, we were giving syphilis to Native Americans. That's an STD, Kevin. That's a lot of bumping of uglies. You can't just, it's not airborne, is what I'm saying. That's genital-to-genital contact to spread a disease, to ruin blankets. As far as I know, I think that's all syphilis does, is it makes your brain into Swiss cheese, and you got to burn blankets.
I may be
thinking of some kind of pox.
Going back to episode like 302, that was the first half of that episode before we became a video game podcast, was me educating you on how Anglo-Saxons spread sexual transmitted diseases to native countries here in the West. And then we started talking about video games.
Clearly it hung with me. 2 years later, I'm still bringing it up.
We need to go around again.
I'm re-gifting. That's what I'm doing.
So much re-gifting.
You know what else we talked about it a little bit, and I think we should touch on it. It's sad and unfortunate that we did not get to have a repeat of the SFP Bowl, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The championship games came, and they did not go the way of Miller and Worsham.
Not this year. Or last year. It's so funny to flip a coin. It's like two basset hounds in a bathtub. You just can't.
I'm listening.
You can't put two basset hounds in a bathtub. I think you're thinking betas.
I think you're pronouncing.
No.
Well, betas in a bathtub, I think, could work. There's plenty of room.
No, you can't put.
I really want to do that now.
You can't.
I want to find out at what point
they'll go at each other. Are you kidding?
No, I'm saying, but how far apart?
They'll see the moment. They'll see something moving on the other end, and they'll be drawn towards each other.
That's got to be videos on YouTube to watch betas fight. It's got to be the slowest dog fight in the world.
I was in a pet store once.
Prettiest.
When a bunch of kids were walking out the store, each with their own betas, and I didn't know them from any, but I just go, guys, this looks real bad.
I said
it to these kids, and they all, they looked at each other and looked at me, and then it dawned. They're like, oh, no, no. No, we just all wanted betas. I was like, you know what, though? For $3 each, it's not a bad afternoon.
$3. They're like $7.
Really? Okay, well, that's pretty cheap. Like, I would have tournaments.
Yeah.
your beta, you're my beta.
Yeah, I'd do a little March Madness of beta. I'd come out with Cirque du Soleil-esque names, because that's what I feel like a beta fight would look like. Some kind of Cirque du Soleil show of slow-moving blueness and redness and like.
Two basset hounds in a bathtub. Like, you can't fit two basset hounds in a bathtub. You can't have both the Niners and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. There's just not enough room.
So you're saying basset hounds are dogs that are too big to fit in a bathtub.
Isn't that what... What do you think they are?
What do I think basset hounds are? What do I... I'd never heard the phrase, it's like two basset hounds in a bathtub. here's what happened.
It's German Shepherds in a bathtub.
My hipster best friend just said something like he just was on a...
I'm a hipster now?
You've always been a hipster, I thought.
Really?
I thought that was on purpose.
Oh, that's...
Well, since you started working at the church, you told me. You're like, I like that. I'm a hipster now that I work at the church.
I pose as one.
My culture.
That is true.
Yeah. That's not an insult. Is that an insult?
No, not at all. Here's a beta fight. Not at all. It's just...
How long is that video, first off?
3 minutes and 14 seconds.
And can it be any louder?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it could. It's like they heard you. There it is. So these two betas, one's sniffing the other one's backside. They're not really doing anything.
So they are like basset hounds in a bath. Oh, here they go. And they're off. Oh, it's and then they retreat.
They're just sort of circling each other. Now one's eating. Oh, I guess they don't really go at each other.
Oh.
He's the tagline for this is got bored and wanted to see how my betas would do, dot, dot. Couldn't even, so bored he couldn't even write the third dot.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, I'm sure I've told this story, but my dad got a Jack Dempsey or an Oscar fish, they're also known as. And they're not very friendly either. And they, you heard that hit the tank he swam at him.
There they go. Now they mean it.
In the octagon. He even has an octagon-esque tank.
They don't really seem to kill each other as much as it. They're just sort of poking at each other.
That's all fish do, though, I thought.
I wanted to see one, like, rip the other one apart.
Like, you wanted him to come out with a blade.
Yeah.
Pull a little Mexican judo on him. But my mom felt bad because my dad had this Oscar, and he was like, oh, that poor fish is all by himself. So my mom went to the pet store and bought a bunch of goldfish and stuck them in there. And it's like they just kept dying, and my mom didn't understand why. And it's because the Oscar was killing them and eating them.
Yeah, I'm never. Come back.
My dad never told her. He just thought it was great because it was entertainment for him to watch this ginormous. And it just got huge because of it. Like, it was feeding on nothing but protein. Like, just, I'm massive and I'll destroy you. But my point is that I was saying my hipster friend drops out like he's been watching a marathon of Dukes of Hazzard. He drops like this southern. That's like two basset hounds in a bathtub.
No, it's German shepherds in a bathtub, and it's a really dirty expression, actually.
Oh, really? Did you just do... Oh, okay. I thought you Googled beta fighting fish fighting, and that the first thing was second funniest podcast.
We are so meta. What we're talking about is actually showing up.
And yet we can't rank on Podcast Alley. We're not even there, and or on iTunes.
No, but somebody is Googling us as we talk right now. No, I kudos to you. Go Niners. I hope you defeat the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it reminded me of the past couple Super Bowls that the Patriots are in, where they just, there's like some magic formula that when they're about to win a game, they just kind of lock into this rhythm that they get into, and they make connection. And it's nothing ever super spectacular.
It's just weird.
It comes together and it works. And if a team can somehow stop them from getting into that rhythm, then they never can pull ahead.
But it's a weird thing to watch them lose because you can't help but think that it's more their fault than it is the other team stopping them.
I agree. It seems like they are their worst enemy. Somehow...
But it's not like penalties. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like it just doesn't happen somehow. Is it like the pocket crumbles or something? I had a guy.
But that's the other thing is that I feel like you don't, I know it's happened, but I feel like you don't hear about these games where Brady's just getting run into
it's true.
Driven into the ground. It's like, and it's not like he even has a horrible
even
game.
Even then, there are times where like they'll have really good coverage downfield and Brady will have all the time in the world. Like in that game, he actually did a do-si-do with one of the attackers. And he was still looking downfield the whole time, trusting in his tight end or back end. What's the side end?
Tight end.
I had it right the first time. And
thanks for telling us.
New to this.
Thanks for the heads up on that one.
Listen, I'm a hipster, so I don't really do sports. I'm trying to relate to you.
Do you do them ironically?
Yeah, this whole thing. I've ironically liked football for a decade now just to see if you'd catch on. And you're so oblivious. I like them for the costumes.
Damn it. Well, I'm excited for my Niners because it's rejuvenated my love for football and my love for Madden. Mm-hmm. I've gotten into a couple of online leagues and I've been playing it nonstop on my Vita. I haven't even touched Assassin's Creed Liberation.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. And it's a weird thing that they've really come a long way. Here's the thing. We'll talk about football and stuff like that this episode, and then we'll move on. Is that all right? I feel like I'm dwelling on it too long.
It's great. Football. It's a game.
All right. So they've really done a good job in building this, like, connected careers. At first, I was
what does that mean?
So what they used to have, like, an online franchise mode. That's what they call it. Now it's called connected careers, and you do a career online. Now you could be a player or you could be a coach. And if you're a coach, you essentially play the game in the classic sense of the game. But if you're a player, I think you only manipulate your player and the coach.
Time.
The coach, I think, even calls the plays, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever.
Well,
but
cool.
That seemed really limited, and I like the old-style game. And I really think I'm more into being a coach. Like, yeah. I thought, if I was going to give this amazing stand-up career that I'm on, riding like a tidal wave through
like
the Hollywood.
Like a dragon through a basset hound.
Like, if I could just get Zach Galifianakis out of my way.
He is your arch nemesis.
He's going to make me give up. He's going to make me stop this whole thing, and I'm going to go into coaching football. That's what I've decided. It's either that, maybe FBI agent or police detective. I don't want to do traffic. I don't want to give tickets. I want to go straight to detective just because I want to go in there and I want to do something. I want to walk in.
Justice.
Yeah. I want to go into my captain's office. I want to lay down my shield and my gun and say, listen, I give up.
And he'll be like, who are you? Do you work here? How'd you get that gun?
I've done everything I can for this city. And I just can't give her any more. Why is this guy here? What is going on?
Seriously, did he get a gun inside the police station?
Is this that Betty White show? He's very young. I don't understand. That'll get me entirely sidetracked again. But real quick.
On target.
Season 2 Football. Of Off Their Rockers with Betty White. They had to find new old people, which I love. I love that it's like the old people are now burned.
Nobody's going
to fall for the trick.
Of course.
Which, to me, I just feel like, how many times do you run into being pranked by old people in general? Like,
right.
Now.
I don't know. I feel like it can happen a lot because that's the whole crux of the show, right? Old people are weird. That's sort of what they're playing off of.
I think
socially awkward.
I think that they're playing off of... They're not playing off that they're socially awkward. They're playing off of the fact that we don't, like... give them very much credit.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we just okay.
They can do weird things like sneeze on you and sneeze. That's or yell at you. The episodes
I've
seen...
They won't get punched.
Yeah. The episodes I've seen have been like people... The joke is watching the people go, look at this asshole.
Yeah.
Can you believe what he's doing? And we're really laughing at you because you're allowing this person to do this thing to you.
So, I'm sorry, to get back on my my previous point of Madden is that... So I like the coaching thing because now what they have is they have this connected careers. That's what I was saying. And you can let your career live online and like say you decide, you know what, I want to be a wide receiver.
And I do.
And then you could be a wide receiver and you could decide what team you want to play for and then build yourself as a wide receiver. And then
Minot you play. Minot snowballs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it should be an NFL team, but I'm sure
that is an NFL team.
Oh boy,
2085.
Okay, wow. Is that when Canada and us? Where's Minot? Oh, Minot, North Dakota.
That's how dare you?
So anyway,
people are offended.
Your people. That's right. You were born in Bismarck or whatever.
In Minot.
Oh,
what's
really?
Wrong with you?
I always thought it was Minot.
Really?
No. I thought it was Bismarck, but I didn't know it was Minot.
That's all right.
That part I did not know.
I have to look up your birthday every year.
Really?
Is it what day is his birthday on? Thursday? Like I never remember.
I always stumble upon yours because it always makes me laugh that I end up working on your birthday.
Yeah,
like
what's
I
was, up with that?
Every time I go, well, there
totally
goes
missed my birthday
Kevin,
this
I'm sorry.
Year and the
missed
Super Bowl
it for the past 2 years. So the new thing is, so I could run my Niners. You could be a wide receiver for the Patriots, and
those choices can
go together. Or you could create a league of just coaches, or I think you could also do one of just players. And I think the way you could do it is you could have 32 players on one team.
Nice.
That all play individual roles.
Yeah.
The max that you can have in a league is 32.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have everybody run one team or whatever. And it's really nice the way they've done it now is I just played through like kind of the preseason and they have AI trade blocks where people are like, I want this guy. And it's actually pretty reasonable. Like everybody was vying for Delanie Walker, who is my second string tight end. He's very good, but not amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's reasonable that the computer isn't like, hey, let me get that, I don't know, Patrick Willis guy off your team. For those of you that aren't big football fans, he's like the star middle linebacker.
Right.
It would be the same as Tom Brady. He's a better example.
I understand.
So it's like, hey, every week I have to fight off people that are wanting to trade for Tom Brady. And they all want to trade him for fourth and sixth round picks.
Right. Yeah.
But they've built it really smart. And then you go through and you have all these things that you could do to progress players that you can either automate or you could be involved in. And then you tell, like, say you're in my league, you say, I'm ready to advance. At the end of what you've done, you could say, I'm ready to advance. And then if I'm the commissioner of the league and then I see everybody's ready to advance, I can advance the week. Or if you're taking too long, I can advance the week anyway. And then your game just simulates whatever the computer would play. Funny. And so I think, and it's funny because I was trying to find a league to join, and there's a ton of people that are already in the year like 2016, 2018. Nice. And it, I just think, I was like, man, I really think that I may or may, this might be a solid MMORPG for me.
Yeah.
Like, this might be something that I could really get into and be like, this is awesome. Because I played my first online Madden game in probably 6 years. That wasn't with somebody that I directly knew. Like
right,
I played Bill
played
a couple
stranger,
times.
Yeah.
I played a total stranger. I played somebody on this show too, but this was just a random like assignment, yeah. And I beat them. And I was
nice.
Like, "Holy crap! I can't believe that." I mean, and I laid a whooping on him.
Nice.
And I know that it
was me.
Yeah, I know that it matches you up with somebody similar, like with similar like experience
yeah.
points and everything like that. And so I probably was just better at the game than this kid, but. It was like, I'm like, yeah, this is what I want. And if I
nice.
Could get that with even like a racing game, I think that's, I'm really starting to, I don't know, get into this idea of community. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, do I really want to get involved in like a Madden League? Because I can barely play games as it is.
Yeah.
I need more of like a, and I'm like, you know what? No, this could be like my poker night. I really feel
yeah.
that if I told Natalie, hey, Thursday nights. Or whatever it may be, I'm going to, it can't be Thursday, that's The Office. What am I thinking?
For
now.
Long.
Yeah. But
soon.
Anyway, but I could play my Madden game and then move on. And
because we've done a couple of gamer nights. I got the Halo 4, mm-hmm. so my next gamer night, I want to have you over and some
okay.
of the guys over will play the Halo. Can multiple, like how many people can play a game of Madden simultaneously?
I think as many as you could get controllers on the console.
On a single console?
Yeah.
So you four, and then you do, like I'd be quarterback, you'd be
yeah.
the receivers. And
yeah, defense. Everybody could shift to be a different person or whatever.
Great, we got to set that up.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Well, I don't know. I've never done it that way. Where I mean, you and I've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never had it work, like where that's just as fun as like when we played the Ratchet and Clank game, or even like it's not a very good party.
We're not 19-year-old black kids. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they love it. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know a kids like that are like, oh, that's what we do. Is
yeah.
sit around. And
you
play
put me with some 19-year-old black kids, and I could probably have some fun with.
Yeah,
that
well, I'll find some.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure.
But
I
then
got
it's
some
gonna be weird. It's gonna turn into some like you know stand and deliver type Lifetime movie.
Well, interesting
where they're gonna be
choice.
Like, why is he here?
Not Dead Poet Society.
No.
You know, my it's so fascinating to hear you say this, and I'm so encouraged by your desire to do MMORPG because I too have had a resurgence for interest in football, and I was like really reading some hardcore rules. So you know, I love the game;
mm-hmm.
it's the sport I follow. But there's a lot of elements to the game that I'm like I'm not quite under. Like if you told me go play football. Like a legitimate game of football, I couldn't do it. I'd be like,
Madden gives you that ability.
I can't touch win. Like I know 5 yards out, I can't touch them. But then I can.
You, like quoted like a cheesy rom com. I felt. I don't know why, but I felt like that was like that was the moment when he the guy who's just been a womanizer, a coxman,
yeah,
finally
yeah.
realizes he's in love, and he's
yeah.
like, that's one of his lines. Like
I can't touch
wind. I don't know how to describe how I'm feeling. I just know that with you, I feel normal again.
and apparently, Chris Farley's in this.
I was trying to think of who I was. With you, I feel normal again.
That guy's dead. That's not cool. So I've been enjoying learning more about
Richard.
The game. But, you know, I don't know if I've ever shared this story on this show, which is remarkable considering we're now into a third year talking exclusively about games. You'd think I'd run out. But with the brief season where I was way into Madden,
mm-hmm.
when I was playing, I think, Madden 2002 or 2003.
Yeah, I remember because you, like, you redesigned the whole league and
that's
moved
it.
Everybody
That's
everywhere.
All I did.
You played SimCity on Madden.
I didn't. I was MMORPG'ing, but I loved the, like, I changed every team. I changed their uniforms, the
mm-hmm.
city, and their names. And that's what I did for nights. I'd come home and design their uniforms, develop their stadium.
So here's why I think you would like, this is great. I think, in fact, I'm going to buy it for you. Because
it's the best night of my life.
Because here's why. I think that then it's never going to be a waste of money for you. I really do think you'll enjoy it because now the game has reached a level where you could literally build your team the way you think it should go, and you could just call plays and play online.
Well, now I'd actually play it as the Patriots. Like, I know enough about the game to where I'd
enjoy. Could do, but what I'm saying is you could now, what you could do
or
is
you
could...
Or the San Francisco Giants.
How dare you? well, that's funny. For some reason, my mind, I didn't know that you wouldn't know football. My mind clicked to that you moved the Niners... to the new to New York or the Giants to New York to bump the Niners out, thus removing them from the Super Bowl. That's what my mind just did. But no, you could sign up and say I'm going to be Bill Belichick, or I'm going to make a guy that looks like Kevin Miller. I'm going to decide what kind of coach I am.
Question: if I'm Bill Belichick, can I cheat?
Yes. and then you could build them, and then build your own career running the Patriots. You could go through the draft, find players that you could build your own team, and you could, in a sense, do like what that. This is what was so funny when they did that head coach game. Mm-hmm. That it in my mind, I was like, that's really cool. Yeah. I somehow liked the hindrance of not being able to play the game.
Yeah.
You just had to call the strategy of the game.
Yeah.
And if your AI guys weren't good enough, it's because you needed to build a better team.
That sounds like a great game.
And now you could do that.
Is that an app on my iPhone?
You could do that in Madden now.
Okay, that's great. That's
so,
good.
Yeah, so I think...
You should order that right now.
Okay.
I
was going to say we could go and get it at GameStop or whatever.
What time do they close?
I think
how long is this episode?
This episode is over.
Okay. Ring.
but I really think that you would like it, and I think it would be fun. And that's...
Well, and someone has to join the second funniest podcast NFL
league. It's just you and
no one is in that league. Here's the thing that kills me is that people beg us all the time. I got people asking me to play Uncharted.
This isn't their wheelhouse.
And play Little Big Planet, and then I'm like, I play Guild Wars 2 almost on a daily basis. You're playing this Madden all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to play tag with you guys with a gun in cyberspace. And that's all these Call of Duty and Uncharted games are. Like,
I don't want to play tag with you with a laser gun. That was awesome.
That's pretty much all it is.
You're right. That's awesome. I don't know why I'm also buying you a iHome speaker, iPod phone portable speaker case.
Yeah, I'll take two of those.
No, why?
Are you really buying this right now? You do not need to do that. I wanted to go get it. I'll go out and get it.
No, don't go out and get it. I'll buy it for you.
You don't need to do that.
I didn't buy you something for Christmas. Whatever it was, it cost me $100. So what I was about to do.
You're welcome. Well, on behalf of Justin Worsham, this is Kevin Miller saying, okay, bye.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget, you could join our Madden League if you enjoy this talk. And even though, because here's what I was going to say to answer your question real quick.
Oh, gosh, what's happening?
Everybody listens to
us. We're almost out of here.
Into platforming, and this isn't their game. But I really think if it's worth... I can't buy everybody Madden. But but I really think it would
just
be fun.
Just the Skype partiers. I think you owe it to them.
I don't know. There's like 300. Sometimes I get scared when I keep forgetting it's messages. Right. It's like 250. I'm like, how do 250 people fit?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's a fun game that a lot of you guys would enjoy. It's on the PlayStation Network that I have it. The league is called the SFP Fun League, not all one word, but if you just put in SFP, I'm sure it'll be the first league that pops up. It's completely public. Come on in. You could join, have fun. Who cares? It's all for charity. We're going to get Icy Fudge another PlayStation 3. On behalf of my new friend, Kevin Miller, the new friend, Justin, this is Justin Worship saying, okay,
Rusty.